Spend less than 5 minutes to learn something cool about building apps on SharePoint using InfoPath.
Hi, my name is Laura, and today I'm going to show you how you can use multiple views in your forms to optimize the form filling experience for different users. In Microsoft, when employees run into technical issues such as hardware failures or problems connecting to the network, they like a help ticket, and they do this by filling out a form that is submitted to a SharePoint list. So let's start by looking at that list. Here we have all the help tickets that I'm allowed to date, and when I click on Add New Item, it's going to bring up a form that I've already customized in InfoPath. In this form, you can see we have all the fields for the list, and we also have some fields such as status and priority that are really only applicable to the help desk technicians. What I'd like to do is create a optimized, more user-friendly interface for the customers who create help desk tickets. And I can do this by customizing the form in InfoPath. So on the List tab, I'll click Customize Form, and this will open up the form in InfoPath Designer. And on the Page Design tab, when I click on the Views drop-down, you'll see that I've created a number of views already for this form. So in this new item view, you'll notice a few things. Firstly, I've added some picture buttons to make it easier for users to select the category they need. And lastly, I've removed the fields that they don't need to fill out. I've already published this back to SharePoint, so let's go to the help desk portal that customers visit when they create help tickets. This is just a web part page, and I'm going to edit this page right now and add the InfoPath web part to it. So let's configure the web part to point to the help tickets form. And I'm going to hide the ribbon and toolbar because I'm using buttons in the form itself. Let's select the new item view that we just saw in the designer. And lastly, I'm going to hide the title and border of the web part. Now you'll see we get this very simple form with a number of buttons. When I click on a button, it's going to show me some additional fields that I need to fill out, and it's going to give me a filtered subcategory list. So let's log a help ticket. When I click on the Create New Ticket button, it's going to switch to another view, showing me a confirmation message. I'm now going to go back and check on the status of this ticket at the later stage, and I can do that by clicking on this View My Request button. This will open a second portal page that contains a list of the help tickets that I've already logged. What I'd like to do is to be able to see the details of an item in the list when I click on it, and I can do that by using an InfoPath web part. So what I'm going to do here is configure a connection between the two web parts so that when I select an item in the list, it will show me the form for that item in the InfoPath web part. You'll notice that when I do this, I get the default view with all the fields in the form. Now, that's not what I want in this case. So I'm going to go back in here and edit the web part properties and make the same changes that I made before. In this case, I'm going to select an edit view that I created for customers. And once again, I will hide the title and border. Now you'll see that when I select an item in the list, it will show me the form for that item. Some other things to note, we now have this conditionally formatted status bar to give you status at a glance. And lastly, if I want to edit an item in the list, the only field that I'm allowed to edit is the problem details field. So let's go back to the list for a minute. When I select an item here and look at it, I'd see all the information for that item. But what I'd really like to be able to do is just see the key information at a glance. And once again, I can use a form view to do that. In InfoPath Designer, I'll click on File Form Options, and in this Display View drop-down, I will select a summary view for technicians that I created. Let's publish that back to SharePoint. What will happen now is that when I select an item in the list to view it from the list itself, it will use the view that I just designated in the designer. So let's try that out. Now you see I have this summary view with just a few key fields. When I click on Edit Item, however, it will show me all the information that I need to fill out. Likewise, if I wanted to use a different view, for instance, for creating a new item or editing an item, I can click on this Modify Form Web Parts option and just select the form that I want to change. This will open the page in edit mode, and as for the WebPart portal pages, all I need to do is edit the InfoPath form WebPart and select the view that I want to use. So I've just shown you how you can use multiple views in your forms to optimize the form filling experience. I hope you found this helpful. Thanks.